I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome back to the program. He hasn't been with us for a while, but it's great to have Scott Uhlinger back with us, former CIA station chief. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Well, my friend, there's no end of things to discuss, I think.
that's for sure.
No end at all. I know you've been doing a lot of interviewing on issues having to do with the Middle East, and I'd like to get your thoughts on some of the stuff that's going on over there. But I'd love to get your thoughts on this inquisition that they're doing that's, to my opinion, is just absolutely fake and phony and false. About January 6th and about what happened there. The union chief for the Capitol Police came out and basically said that captain that was there testifying didn't represent any of the Capitol Police. He didn't represent what they think or feel. And now we're finding out, as of yesterday, a congressional member has revealed that Nancy Pelosi is suppressing Representative Gozar.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is. Listeners know, you know, my father was a career police officer, a sergeant in Suffolk County, New York. So I certainly have respect for law enforcement. But what's going on with the Capitol and all, it's not only a farce, but it's, of course, deeply concerning. I mean, you know, I was a CIA officer overseas, a Russian speaker, and I've been dealing with the former Soviet Union for my entire career and life, and I'm well read on the subject. And what I'm saying is, the more you look at what's happening in the United States, the more it very much looks like the run-up in Poland or Hungary or Romania or any of these other countries that went communist right after World War II. I mean, the same kinds of tactics are being employed to a very alarming degree. And also, there's another thing. There was, I think it was yesterday, the day before, there was the fourth the fourth suicide of a Capitol policeman. Now, right. Fourth suicide in how many months since that event? There's something going on there. What I'm saying is that is obviously not normal. So I'm not saying there's anything malevolent there in the sense that these people are not committing suicide. But what I'm saying is to show you how deeply conflicted these guys are, because most of them are probably good people who wanted to go into law enforcement for good reasons, but they're being forced to swallow some kind of an agenda that's evil and they can't handle it. I mean, that's my, you know, that's my dime store for, you know, psychology assessment. But well, there's something going on there.
Well, I mean, the fact that we had an individual at the FBI who took in evidence and misstated a Lego set being set up and that it was used to mastermind and plot out an assault on the Capitol, only to discover that it had never even been opened. The seal had never been broken, right? I mean,
right.
You know.
So, this is another, of course, liberal progressives are nothing but destroyers. They want to destroy all of our institutions, and they're doing a pretty good job. You need to look no farther than the FBI. I mean, you talk about the FBI's fall from grace. If what's happened to the CIA, where I work, is half as bad or less than what's happened to the FBI, then everyone better start building a bomb shelter in their backyard, because it is unbelievable. Not just the rampant incompetence, but the absolutely, progressive political agenda of the FBI these days is, I mean, it's become like a Gestapo type of thing, where they hunt down, Tea Party members and other people who don't, voice the dictates of the quote party unquote. I mean, it's horrible. It's interesting that I have a friend who went into the FBI, but it was a close friend, and that was several years ago. That was actually when Trump was president in the early part. So it's quite a few years ago. He's disappeared. He has no contact with me at all. I guess maybe I'm just a bad influence or something with some of my views.
Wow. Well, either that or he's under some form of threat.
Right. He's afraid of what following me on Twitter could bring down on him. Not that I have the greatest Twitter following in the world or something. I'm not that high profile individual, but my opinions I make plain. Yeah.
Well, and again, this is not, conspiracy theory. I mean, it's reality living out. You mentioned about I was a Russian linguist in the Air Force before the fall of the wall. I understand it as well. And, when you have congressional members who have oversight over things like American prisons, and they show up and they go in. And I listened to Louis Gohmert's interview the other day, and they actually went in. I'm going to get MTG to come back on the program and tell us, because she was part of that as well. But they went in, they spoke to someone, asked to go in to see how the prison was set up and how the prisoners were being held. These are Americans, ladies and gentlemen. These are not foreign terrorists. Okay. These are Americans, and these are Americans pre-trial. They've not been convicted of anything, nothing, absolutely nothing. They've been simply accused, not convicted of anything. And they asked for the supervisor. They were refused access, asked for the supervisor. The supervisor comes out, Scott, comes out on the phone. They don't even know it's the supervisor. This woman walks out into the waiting room where they are on a phone and then walks out the front door. After about 10 minutes, they said, "Where's the supervisor at?" And they said, "Well, that's her out there." They walked out the door to go talk to the supervisor. The supervisor ran away from them on the phone, went in another entrance. The person who they'd been talking to locked the door, so they couldn't come back in. Oh, and they were told before the supervisor was called, the reason they called for the supervisor are four members of Congress who have oversight over these prisons were told you're trespassing. If you don't leave, we're going to have you arrested. This is on American soil, ladies and gentlemen. This is on American soil. This is these are American members of Congress, you and I's representatives, who we have entrusted to represent us, and they are threatened with arrest if they don't leave where they are on American soil, rightfully supposed to be. This is insanity, Scott.
It is. It truly is. Everything that's happening is, and again, the biblical context is perhaps the most important thing to keep in mind. But everything that's happening now would have been thought absolutely impossible 10 years ago. Absolutely impossible that a president could say, could, like, for instance, with the extension of rent forgiveness, could just say basically, well, it's probably unconstitutional, but we're going to go with it anyway. I mean, this is insanity that we're living right now, you know, as, you know, the book of Revelation will talk about. So it's all very alarming. And certainly, you know, the U.S. has political prisoners now. That's clear, right? Meanwhile, no one who burned down, you know, the $1 billion, no one involved in the $1 billion worth of damage incurred by Black Lives Matter throughout the United States in various cities has even will spend 1 minute in jail. But these people are rotting in prison in pretrial confinement. Right. It's the injustice is screaming at us.
Bombs, fire, security guards. Remember Captain Doran, that was the retired St. Louis police chief that was murdered in cold blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No one. I mean, I understand those guys, as I understand it, were arrested. I don't know what's happened to them. I don't know what happened to their trial, if they had a trial. Certainly, you know, even if they're being held in prison, certainly they're not being held in the same means and in the same way as we have been told by letters that have been sent from these individuals from the 6th of January. And let's be very clear. I mean, Scott, I'm not sure where you land on this, but I've talked to Larry Klayman, who is an attorney, about this. You know, that Capitol building does not belong to a member of Congress or the Senate or any of those people. That is right. The people's house that belongs to us. And you know, and the majority of the people who went in there were waved in.
That's right.
There's clear evidence of that.
That's right. That's why, and there's why somebody said, you know, there's 14,000 hours of video footage that is strangely not available about this, because maybe they're afraid that it shows exactly what you described, that they were waved in. I mean, I've seen footage. That's probably footage has long been suppressed on social media, but I remember seeing it more than a month ago or two, that they were waved in. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they were waved in. The majority of them even stayed within the velvet corridor, if you will, you know, irrespective of the fact, again, that you know, every inch of that Capitol belongs to the people, to we, the people. It doesn't belong to those guys. We elect them and send them there. But there's there's a word in front of their name that needs to be remembered, and it's called representative.
That's right. Moving on to something perhaps a little bit more uplifting, but sort of accidentally so. I'll go on record as saying this is good news, that the going to foreign policy in the Middle East, the Iranian, the JCPOA agreement will not be concluded. Biden will not be able to reach a deal with the mullahs of Iran. So that's actually a good thing for the United States. It's interesting. I reached this conclusion about a month ago. I have some colleagues, people in the Middle East, you know, residents over there, who kind of agreed with me. And I think we're starting to see it come true. the there was a spokesman for the Biden administration, like somebody in the State Department, saying that he was increasingly pessimistic about it. That was yesterday. So I think what I predicted is coming to pass. And that's good news, but it's not through anything that the Biden administration has really done. They believe me, they want to conclude a deal. But the problem is that the new president of Iran, I think he was just sworn in yesterday, is a butcher. He is literally under UN and EU sanctions for being responsible for the deaths of more than 6,000 people in that 1980 when he was a hanging judge of the revolution. He is now the president of Iran, the hanging judge with the blood of 6,000 people on his hands, is now the president of Iran. And that is, I believe, simply a bridge too far for the Biden administration. They cannot conclude a new nuclear deal with Iran with this guy. Because, first of all, he doesn't want to cooperate with them.
Well, the Iranians are also committing piracy. I mean, they've closed off. I had David Wormser on yesterday. They've closed off the Straits of Hormuz, the Gulf of Oman, the Persian Gulf. I mean, they've literally closed that off, and then it looks like they're going to launch themselves right down at the border of Pakistan.
Right. Now, like, for example, for instance, but like when the new president of Iran is named Raisi, the hanging judge, the interesting thing is, I think his very election shows the contempt that the mullahs have for the United States, because all the elections over there are a sham. And the Ayatollah, the supreme leader, Khamenei, he makes the decision on who the candidates are. Well, he picked this candidate, and of course, he got the wink, wink, nod, nod, and he was, quote, elected, unquote. But why would the mullahs of Iran nominate a hanging judge as president? And the answer is because Biden is our president, and they're signaling their contempt for us. That, yeah, we're going to elect a human rights violating butcher, and what are you going to do about it? That shows the respect they hold the United States in.
It's so crazy.
Right. So the good thing is, as I said, that the deal will be concluded, because the Iranians are simply being too difficult, and they're going to continue to be an irritant. You know, there is an undeclared naval war going on. It has been for more than a year. There's been, 25 ship attacks in the last 2 years, back and forth. Some of them we hear about, some of them we don't. We heard about the latest hijacking attempt. But, this is the new normal in the Middle East, courtesy of the mullahs of Iran, until somebody finally stands up to them.
All right, we're going to get a break here. We'll be back right after this. My special guest is Scott Uhlinger, former CIA station chief, and we'll be back with Scott with more right after this. I want to ask you when we get back. Phil Haney was talking to us.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. My special guest, Scott Uhlinger, is with us, and he is former station chief with the CIA. Scott, we were talking there in the break. We were getting ready to go into the break, and I was mentioning my dearly departed friend, Phil Haney. But, you know, he had identified that the Obama administration was placing at high levels individuals that he had identified as terrorists and connected to terrorists. And he tied all those loose ends off. And that was how he ended up being basically targeted,
dying under mysterious circumstances, right?
Well, and targeted originally, his whole book, See Something, Say Nothing, is about his 10-year journey.
Oh, very much. I read the book, and I urge everyone to read it. It's a very good book. I'm looking at it right now on my bookshelf. It's a very good book. It's very alarming, and we have to keep in mind that that book was written probably at this point about 10 years ago, so it's only gotten worse since then.
Yeah. Well, and that really is the point. And folks, we had, you know, at the time that Obama was in as president, he was funding Iran, who was helping to prop up Russia by buying munitions from them, which were then going to Assad. And then he was pretending as though Assad was the bad guy, even though he was funding all of that with our dollars. And then they were taking missiles and giving those to the supposed opposition that actually was ISIS.
That's a very hard knot to unravel. But speaking about Haney and Pastor Greg, I mentioned the offline that that the program that the Obama administration had of putting a lot of Muslim extremists. You'd label them in the government in advisory capacities has not ceased. And in fact, that comes as no surprise to me. I don't know much about it, but it comes as no surprise to me, given that this administration is just the Obama administration redux, even worse, in fact. So that doesn't surprise me at all, what you've just said.
All right. We're out of time. Scott, where can folks find your articles and follow you?
Well, people can follow me on Twitter. I'm Scott Uhlinger at The Station Chief. And I put out some stuff of my own. A lot of times I retweet articles that are, I think, of great interest to people that they might want to read.
All right.
Just stay informed. So,
thanks. The Station Chief on Twitter. Folks, we're out of time. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Hour 2 straight ahead.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.